on the information we've used to arrive at our observation and recommendation. To some extent, it will be how the information is displayed which changes the content. In this case, I'll also make an example about SAPO. That surely, as members, our understanding, for example, will be that on the 2.2 or 2.5, whatever the figure, that round off can still be verified properly, was more from the point of COVID relief application, but the 4.9 billion was on MTEF, which is really a bailout application, but in the way it's put in the judgment, it was something else. And therefore, the guidance, honorable members, would want to give is that we allow members to go through the report like we did in the past, submit those the secretariat, of which it will be highlighted that Honorable McKenzie made this submission in the document as it has been in the past. And that with such corrections and deletion of information that is not really from the point of presentations of the field, that we circulate that to members, and that those reports together with all the minutes that are outstanding, we take them in the first meeting as we get back, because we tried to get a slot. It has become clearer that the political program cannot be kept at least there's an expectation that members of parliament during the constituency period should really focus on doing constituency work and parliament's work. That we take it to that, because what is important is not just the adoption of report as a formality, but we are binding ourselves to the content of the report, and that we have to make follow-ups, especially on recommendations that we would be taking in the House. That's the guidance I wanted to give to the honorable members to the meeting, so that it's not just about postponing it, but I thought I should share with you what one would have also picked up. But I'm not dictating, but I'm guiding the meeting as the chair of the meeting. And I hope to hear from honorable members in the few minutes that would have gone just over time. If the guidance are accepted by the meeting.
We've got a hand from Mr. McKenzie, chairperson, and Mr. Molala after that.
Honorable McKenzie, Honorable
Mlala. Thank you very much, Chairperson. And yes, thank you for your guidance. I also picked up exactly that point around the funding. And as I understood it, the $4 billion was going to come from the MTBF or MTEF, and the $2 billion was coming from COVID relief. So clearly, that's one of the points that would need clarity. I've also got some other points that need clarity in the document, but I can capture those in a comment form and then send them back to the Secretariat for correction and hopefully concurrence by the committee. If that's your guidance, Chairperson, I'm quite happy to move forward on that basis. Thank you.
Thank you, Honourable Mulada.
Mr. Mulala, can you just unmute your mic, please?
Oh, sorry. Thanks, Honorable Chair. I think Honorable McKenzie has covered me. I wanted to raise the same issue of the MTF budget, 4.9 billion and so on. But I think in principle, I agree with your guidance, Chair, that let's work out the document before we adopt it. I'm with you. I thought the Honorable Van Dam will second. Where is Honorable Van Dam? Thank you, Chair.
Chairperson?
Yes.
You can go ahead.
Okay. Well, thanks, Honorable Member. I so agree. We'll then do that, make submission to the Secretariat, and that in our first meeting when we also adopt the program for the term, we will start with that and the minutes. And therefore, would ask the Secretariat to ensure that the minutes are still signed within the one. Also the robustness engagement. And it depends sometimes from this side you are standing, whether that's robustness or it is now bordering on lines of becoming unparliamentary. But I think it's matters we can continue to reflect on in a way that improves the work that we do. And that parliamentarians with a great deal of humility in the way we engage, we should not really fear to ask difficult questions with, as I said, a great deal of humility, so that we never get to a point where the points we raise get too personal. But necessarily, it must be about, as I said, putting South Africans first. And South Africans expect us to ask such difficult questions to give them assurance that we are doing the oversight work that is expected of us. Thanks, honourable members, for patience, and until we see each other when we get back. But there's nothing stopping honourable Mulala and honourable McKenzie to share the card as they all come from Scotland. They can share the card during the first period. It's part of the reaching out. So that other
matter. Not this time, Chair. I want to share a cup with Van Damme. I want with Van Damme.
You must come.
I want to share a cup with the Honorable Van Damme.
For you, Mulala, always.
That's nice.
Mackenzie, you are taken out now. Van Damme is taking your place.
That's...
You must come, Mulala. Your cup is waiting for you.
No, I'm coming. it's...
Okay, Chairperson, thank you for everything.
Thank you, everyone. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, colleague.
Bye-bye, Mulala. Bye-bye, Mackenzie.
Good. Ambaga, Tempo, see. Yeah, Bongo, Baba, Salega.